morning and welcome to Karina's podcast. It is now 6 in the morning. I'm not sure what time it is because it just locked on me. Okay, so thoughts. Those are always, most of the time we're having meaningless thoughts. And we think about what we're gonna eat, or what are we gonna do tomorrow? What kind of patients are we gonna have at work? What is there gonna be enough food for me at work? Should I sneak out of the clinic so that I don't have to bring somebody's food back? Or should I just hide in the break room all day? We just have those kind of thoughts. But most of the time we don't have those big thoughts. Like, when I grow older, what am I going to do to have everything that I want? And it's pretty hard sometimes. But most of the time you just have meaningless thoughts like that. But I guess it's just different for other people, because for you, you want to be famous and you want to be known by lots of people, and you know, just whenever they see you down the street, be like, hey, that's one. But sometimes it doesn't. Just for other people, it's just they just want a normal, simple, happy life. Ever since I was small, let's say 3 years old, 4 years old, I pretended I was a doctor, and I wanted to be a doctor when I was in third grade. And I always told my mom I wanted to be a doctor. And when I was in junior high, that's when I got my braces. And after that, when I got my braces, I thought, wow, this is actually pretty cool. Wonder what it would feel like to be a dentist. And ever since then, I wanted to be a dentist in my mind. Always had dentist. Yeah, thoughts like stripper, or thoughts like marrying somebody old came to my mind. But dentist was just my job. For sure. Maybe stripper would be like in the future, and but to pay my tuition fees, but that's about it. It's not gonna be like a career for me. My career is gonna be dentist. That's what I thought. But after that, after I got my braces off, after I went to dental assistant school, I was still with the thought that I wanted to be a dentist. I graduated from dental assisting school, and then I started working in the dental field. You know, I met these really amazing people. They were really awesome and very helpful. But the job type was too much. Well, dental assisting, no. But what I saw from the doctors was that their schedule was full. They didn't have time for anything. They had 4 kids. And those 4 kids were just stuck with the nanny all day. And whenever they came with the nanny to the clinic, the parents were like, go with the nanny, I'm working right now. And I've heard the doctors talk about the kids and be like, oh yeah, the nanny's gonna pick them up to go to soccer practice or to go to gym class and gymnastics, whatever, but in dance class. But it's not like, oh, I have to take my kid to dance class or I'm gonna go to his soccer game. No, they were always at work, and I'm like, I don't want that. Like, if I want to have kids, because I know I want to have kids, I want to have time for them, and I want to be able to be that mom that my mom was to us. Because my father, I know he worked hard, but he was never around, so it was hard to have that father-daughter or father-son relationship with him, because whenever he did come over, he's a really, 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 he used to be really mean, and he'd get anger issues. I don't know what was wrong with him, but whenever he would come home, all he did was just get mad at us and whoop us, and you know, because we're just children, we like to play around, make mess, and he would get mad at that, and he would let all his anger out on us. But he did provide for us. He provided everything that we have at the moment for us. Houses, the laundromat, the playground, the other houses that we have, those were all because he worked so hard for them. And I appreciate that so much, because now we don't have to worry about my mom being, well, she is tired, but my mom, like, what if she doesn't have a job? How did the day go? We're only living by a paycheck. No. So, because of him, we don't have to worry. Like, if my mom doesn't work, then she doesn't have to work. And I love that my mom's always at the house, always still giving us the attention, the love, and affection. Now that my dad is in Mexico, he is working hard on his house that he just barely built. So, it's a mess right now, but he's getting it done. And I don't know why he wants a big house. I think he thinks that we're going to move over here, but we're all going to make our own lives. And we don't think of moving over here, because we're so used to the United States that here is just not going to work out for us. And he probably feels sad about that, but he should understand, because we're going to grow up and we're going to have our own. But anyways, I think I went too far in debt. Well, after that dental experience with the doctors, I said, no way, Jose. I also love the idea of a hygienist. Hygienists have their own schedule, sometimes even their own patients. And they get paid very well paid, that it's just enough for a lifetime. And they have their own schedule, like I just said. And I think that's very awesome, because I could just fill up my schedule with my patients whenever I have time. And whenever I don't, because I have to go to my kid's soccer game, or my kid's volleyball game, or my kid's basketball game, whatever they're going to play, my track, or my daughter's dance class, gymnastics class, or I don't know, something like that. This is a thing that they will have to find something that they like and stick to it. Can't give up, gotta keep going. And yeah, that's what I like. I'm gonna have time for my kids. I'm going to have time to travel, because I want to travel. I'm going to have time to do my own things. Yeah, just live life. That's what I want to do. My full potential. Like, what if I have church things to go to? Like, I want to be involved in stuff. Maybe about kids. Maybe just to help out clean, or maybe just to go to an extra service that they're having, or an event. Ever since when I was little, I would go to a Catholic church. I went there, did my first communion. I think that's how far I got But we stopped going to church at around when I was like in fifth grade. I think fourth grade. Fifth grade or fourth grade. And then after that we didn't go to church at all for about until I was in since I was like an eighth grader. Yeah. When I was an eighth grader, so from fifth grade to eighth grade, we didn't go to church. And then my tia started going to one church, was called FBC Kaufman, and she would go there every Sunday. She would invite us. My mom was very, 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 very strong Catholic woman, and because. Honestly, most of the Mexicans, it's like that culture that we have is to be Catholic. And so, yeah, that was my mom. And she was like, nah, I'm good. And she didn't want to go. But my tia got to make her go, like wanted her to make her to go just slowly, slowly. Like, we would only go for, like, Easter or Mother's Day, you know, special events like that, holidays, like Christmas, you know, stuff like that. But we would not go on a regular basis, and we were just visitors, we were not members. We would only go for the special events, and we did not serve in the church or anything. So, that was happening, and after, let's say, 3 years, I was like a sophomore in high school. That's when it caught my attention. So, and I heard a couple Christian music. So I just started listening to Christian music on the radio. When I was on the car, I remember my mom telling me, "Take that off. That's boring." Or, "What are you listening to?" And I'd be like, "It's Christian music. I like it. I'm gonna leave it on there." So I would play it on the radio. And then, let's say a couple months passed, and she started listening to it. She started singing along with me. And then she started listening to Christian music. And that's when she wanted to start going to church. And we started going to church on a daily basis. After a year going to church, it was like Easter, we got baptized at FBC Kaufman. And after that, my mom started serving, like really, really serving. Like, my tia moved over from Arizona here, and she joined the church. And they started something called La Iglesia Infantil for the little kids, because little kids don't want to be sitting down while the pastor is preaching. And, you know, just they're always moving around, or they're crying, or they're trying to run around. So that the people can focus, and so that they can learn something too. My tia invented Iglesia Infantil. Which is that when service starts, when the pastor starts preaching, the kids get out of the room and they go to classrooms. Well, first they go, there's another building and it's like a big stage also. So they go there and then they have a little story from the Bible, and then they ask them questions, and then we do a song so they get to sing and dance. And then, after that, they break into little groups, and they go with their teachers, and the teachers ask them questions, or they do little activities, and then, while that's happening, they're having service in the church. So the adults get to focus and really, really listen to the pastor. And the kids also have fun and learn as well. They have a memory verse every week that they have to learn. Or every month, I think. Every month. Because every week it's only one Sunday a week, duh. But yeah, every month. And if they do learn it, my tia made this thing where they get money. So it's like Monopoly money. But at the end of the month, they get together. And like, if they brought their Bible, they get some bucks. If they pay attention, like if they participate, they get some bucks. And like, if they're there, they get some bucks. If there's perfect attendance, they get extra bucks, stuff like that. And then they get to put it in their little envelopes, and then at the end of the month, they get to count it, see how much they have, and then they have a little store, and that store is full of toys and candies and juices and chips and stuff like that. And they get to buy from their little Monopoly money what they want. And I think that's a pretty neat idea, because it motivates them to want to learn and want to participate. And yeah, that's how that works. But I got it all again. I got out of track. But yeah, that's what when I grow older, I want to stay in the church and just serve. And then also, that's gonna be a lot of my time. It's gonna take some time. I've also thought about missionaries, like, you know, just I'll get to travel around the world, help out people, and just serve. And I think that would be so much fun, because you get to go with the people that you like people that you know and that you like. They're fun, they're not like negative, you know, they're always positive. And I love hanging out with those kind of people, because those kind of people are the ones that are gonna help you be successful. And yeah, you just get to travel and learn about different cultures and serve, just help people that really need the help. That'd be so awesome. I think that would be pretty fun, but I know it's a lot of money, so I would have to get my career on first, and then I can start doing that. But yeah, that's what my thoughts have been. They're not like, oh, drop out of high school, become a rapper. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, I don't know, just whatever, like, you want to do, anything can become big, actually. Like, let's say you start learning your guitar, you know, you start practicing your guitar, and then you start composing songs, you know, or making your own songs up, and just like start publishing them, making your album, and then maybe you'll hit the charts. I don't know, they'll start listening to you on the radio, or your guitar is gonna change other people's lives. And those people are going to be like, have you seen this person? This person is awesome. And then grow out of that. There's just a lot of things. Or you can record your videos on YouTube. Or you can do soccer videos. I don't know. Just, I'm pretty sure you're very creative. And you can do a lot of big things in this world. But whatever you're destined to. If you do get a thought of what you're gonna do, go for it. Don't let nobody stop you. And always surround yourself around people that want to be successful, that want to be known, and that are positive, no negative. Always positive, and you'll get there. I promise. But yeah. Thank you for sticking with this recording. That's probably longer than yours, even though I just woke up and didn't even think, brainstormed in my head, even though it's been storming all night here in Pachuca, Hidalgo, Mexico. It's a wrap.